This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. My brothers and sisters in Islam, we want to answer a question, and that is, why was the one who was deprived of forgiveness at the end of Ramadan disgraced and humiliated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now this is a fact, because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once he was ascending the minbar and he said Ameen, 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 and the companions asked him, why did you say Ameen? He said that Jibreel had come to him and made a dua, and the dua was, may Allah disgrace the one who enters Ramadan and comes out of Ramadan and Allah azza wa jal hasn't forgiven him. So the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Ameen. So this is a dua from Allah, from Jibreel, and from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All of them saying, may Allah disgrace the one who ends Ramadan and Allah hasn't forgiven him. But the question is this, why? Why was a person who was deprived of forgiveness disgraced? Ibn Rajab rahimahullah answers this question for us, and he says, since the opportunities to be forgiven in Ramadan were plenty, then the one who was deprived of forgiveness is truly disgraced. It means there are so many opportunities in this month to be forgiven. There is the Taraweeh prayers, hiya al-qiyam al-layl. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, anyone who prays them earns forgiveness. If you weren't forgiven because of your qiyam al-layl, there is the fasting of Ramadan. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever fasts Ramadan out of faith and seeking Allah's reward, Allah azza wa jal forgives his sins. If you did not earn forgiveness there, then there was a complete forgiveness and an opportunity in the last 10 nights of Ramadan where Laylatul Qadr is found. If you didn't earn it there, then there is in a dua. And then there are 60 opportunities of being forgiven and being freed from the fire in Ramadan. There is a charity, there is Qira'at al-Qur'an. All these are opportunities for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you from your sins. There is al-Umrah, there is adhkar. There are so many opportunities. So the one who isn't forgiven at the end of the month, how bad must this person have been? He neglected every single opportunity that was given to him. For such person is disgraced because he left. This person must have been so careless, and he neglected this month altogether. يعني, subhanallah, the one who isn't forgiven in this month is like a person that was given the question sheet in the exam, and the answer sheet was given with him as well. And then what happens? He still fails at the end when the results come out. And you had the answer sheet, you had the opportunity for forgiveness. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, we still have days of Ramadan to come. And what is to come of the days of Ramadan and Laylatul Qadr and the last 10 nights are much better than the days that have already passed. For this is a relief, a breath of hope for everyone who is still watching this video and is alive. Rush to do righteous good deeds in this month. Rush to the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us all. We ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our shortcomings and to admit us into His mercy. إِنَّهُ وَلِيُّ ذَلِكَ وَالْقَادِرُ عَلَيْهِ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ وَبَارَكَ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ.